And now, as a part of our V-Rep initiative, here is Lorne the Jazzy Leo, accompanied by Ia, singing, "Register and Form Yourself and Vote."
Register and form yourself and vote. It's all on censorship. Register and form yourself. Register and form yourself and vote. In and every nation, get the pegs and get them straight. Get the pegs and get them straight. Register and form yourself and vote. It's all on a censorship. Register and form yourself. Register and form yourself and vote.
One, two, three, ho!
Raise up, get yourself together. Drive that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that song. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beach. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. Let your body pop. And let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together. And drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holla, and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, and drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, hell, and drive your funky soul. When I say Scorpio, Virgo, and drive your funky soul. If I say Cancer, can you drive that funky soul? Raise up, get yourself together. Damn that funky soul. Leo, get yourself together. And damn your funky soul. Aquarius, get yourself together. And damn that funky soul. Get yourself together. And damn that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And damn that funky soul. Red, get yourself together. And damn that funky soul.
Good afternoon, Little Ark Rockin' Saw.
Good afternoon.
This is J-Soul Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. I am Baba.
Yeah.
And I'm the Lorna Jaja Leia.
Yes, indeed.
This is J-Soul Vintage Soul, just as I stated earlier. We come on each and every, each and every Tuesday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people, community radio at its finest.
Isn't it?
And it is Pledge Drive.
It is Pledge Drive week.
So, yes, we run because you pledge. You don't pledge, the lights go off. So that's the simple message there.
That's it. We need to, you know, we want to keep doing what we're doing, which is bringing you, you know, funk, soul, all of the different genres, who sampled, who made the greatest album because of an old school funk and soul. We want to be there for you. So we know that you've enjoyed the show. We've had letters and calls, and we thoroughly appreciate the listeners and supporters throughout the years. And we just want to thank you for your support. And so in order for us to continue to be on the radio and give you what you need, which is this good old funk and soul, and other things, Pledge Drive is important. So pledge what you can, whatever that is. We appreciate that. Hey, we're looking to, we should set a.
You're glistening.
I ran downstairs to go get, we should set a, do we do like a little budget? Like, we're doing $200 today. We're doing $300 today.
Okay. Called 501-433-0088. That's 501-433-0088. Call in and give your pledge, as Ian just.
Or the easiest way to do this is to go online, kbf.org. You'll see a beautiful little heart there, says donate. Click that little button and you can fill out that information and then donate your pledge, and we will be very, very happy that you did, because we want to continue community radio.
Indeed, yes. Especially since there's a new era that's been ushered in within the last couple of days. We did have our National Day of Elections last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. There are some runoffs coming, but we will be spending this show basically giving you guys some analysis and some commentary from our own personal standpoints on the elections that just happened.
We survived it.
We're here.
We may be sleepy, but we're here.
Let's get it started then. You're listening to J-Soul Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of people. You want to say something, Lauren?
Say the voice of the people.
Voice of the people. What is that noise?
What becomes of the world we're living in? Everybody hates one another. Just because of jealousy. Everybody has to live. Everybody's got to die. We'll be right back.
It's a winner. winter in America. Yes, and all of the hillers have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never.
Better Get Your Act Together by Hunt's Determination. Get Your Act Together was the name of the album, and the label was Earwax. 1978 was its release. And then before that, you were listening to Winter in America.
And I need to apologize before you go any further. I accidentally messed up and stopped that before it needed to stop.
Yeah. And we were all jamming to Winter in America.
Because it is Winter in America.
And with COVID and rip.
With COVID and Trump like a cat backed into a corner. It's Winter in America.
Oh, my God. Winter in America by the great, late, great Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. Album Winter in America, label Strata East, and that was released in 1973. And before that, you were listening to Freedom. Freedom by Zapata Schmidt. And the album, What's It's Gonna Get You? Label President 1971 was its release. This is an Eddie Grant of the Electric Avenue fame band and was the first racially integrated band in the UK. Yes. You are listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, The Voice of the People. Hey, we survived.
We survived.
That's our theme today.
We survived, and
this election. Mm-hmm. Well, we've survived. Now we're in a holding pattern.
Yes.
I feel like we're on the other side of it, sort of, but we're in a holding pattern right now.
We're like that on the computer when you try to move your mouse and it's just circling and circling.
The death wheel.
Circling. Is that what that's called?
That's what. Who told me that?
The death.
One of my friends told me that. Somebody said that on the phone.
Yep.
Hillary told me that.
Yep.
The death wheel.
Yep. We're in the death wheel.
Yeah. But so did you want to say anything about? Oh, and before we start, just chit chatting. We are in Pledge Drive week. So Pledge Drive, we are looking for your pledges and hoping that you support KABF 88.3. It has been in existence for over 30 years, and we're really excited to be here and representing this great community radio. Okay, Lorna Jazz and Leo's
whispering really loud, so go ahead and
say
what you want to say.
AL.3, the voice of the people.
That's right, the voice of the people, the little voice. The Jazzy Leo's voice just said it. And so, you know, if you want to hear this little voice again, definitely support. This keeps us going, keeps the lights on, keeps the bills paid. That's right. And so we look forward to coming here every Tuesday from 2 to 3 to give you what you need. All the funk, all the rhythm and soul, and sampled hip-hop and other things. And other commentary that we talk mm-hmm. about. So it's great, and we hope that you enjoy it. In order to play it, you can contact us here at the radio. That's 501-433-0088, or you can go online by punching in KABF.org, and then you will see a heart. Click on that and donate.
All right.
So thank you for your pledges. We're
going
to keep the music going. Did you want to talk about this after the music? Okay. All right. You're listening to J Stone Vintage Soul.
Cold and looking dead.
You're listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. That is Super J by Junie on the album Freeze. Label is Westbound 1975. Junie is the nickname of Walter Morrison, who was the original lead singer of the Ohio Players. If you hear a little bit of that Ohio Player flair in there. And what he did is when the Ohio Players left their original label and went to a new label, he decided to stay at the original label as a solo act. He did about 3 or 4 albums. Then he went and joined Parliament Funkadelic.
Hey.
So that's Super J.
Made it funky, even funkier.
Yes, indeed. And we began that set with the Blackbirds, their song Enter In. The album was Unfinished Business on the Fantasy label, 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And all I got to say is, Super, Super J.
Oh, my God. I wish I could see your face. Oh, my gosh.
This is Players Drive Week here at KBF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. Telephone number is 501-433-0088. Please call in with your pledges, or if you don't want to call in,
you can go online and go to www.kabf.org and hit the donate button and donate what you can, and we will greatly appreciate that. There are some pledge drive treats over there, a few things that,
yeah.
I say treats, but not anything to eat, but things like CDs and books. For $40 pledges and
$100
pledges,
you have a whole.
What is that? Is that a toolkit set?
Yes, electric. No, not electric.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete wrench socket set.
Wrench socket. Okay, what does it
say?
DeWalt.
DeWalt.
Brand. The brand is DeWalt, but it's a complete.
Yes, complete.
Set.
108 pieces.
Yes, and so with. tooth ratchets and different things in it. So a toolkit. How about that?
Yes, sir. So one of the biggest disappointments that came out of the election last week.
Just going to jump right in it.
Yeah, I'm going to go because the next song, we're going into the second of three halves, and the next Prince song is our dedication. But the most disappointing thing was the defeat of State Senator Joyce Elliott when she was running for the U.S. Congress, running against French Hill.
Yeah.
It was disappointing on a couple of levels. First and foremost, she won 90% of the vote here in Pulaski County, but she only won 20% of the vote in Saline County and Faulkner County, which equaled out to her losing the race. One of the big problems that I have there is, first and foremost, Saline County and Faulkner County, they intentionally voted to going towards their Make America Great pledge that they've made, because those are very white, very Republican counties. That want to make sure that Arkansas doesn't make history with the first melanated congressperson ever in the history of this state to go to Congress. That's the first thing. That's the sad part. And the other sad part is the complete and total dishonesty of Congressman French Hill and his bid to win re-election for a fourth, was it a fourth or a sixth time? Anyway, you've been there, you've been there for several terms. Step to the side and give somebody else an opportunity.
Right. And well said, and I agree wholeheartly.
Politics should not be a life journey. It should not be a life goal. It should be, I'm going to get in there, do a two or three terms.
Make a difference.
Then make a difference. Then I'm going to get out.
Then I'm going to step aside for those who are coming with new ideas, fresh ideas, things that can change and also can bring together our communities, you know, in our state.
Yeah, and that also goes for City Director Dr. Dean Kapuris and City Director Joan Adcock. Step the hell aside.
Oh my God.
What did you say?
It's career. It's career politics. And to me, I think that's something that if you're going to be in there, you have to be making huge strides. And you are not only that, you have to be doing things that are beneficial to the communities that are most, that are disenfranchised, and also bringing those, trying very hard to bring those communities together. And like you said, you've been in there, you've had plenty of time, you've had plenty of opportunity, and here it is, we could have not only made history, but it's not even about history, it's about the fact that she's qualified.
Well qualified,
and in my opinion, totally deserves this opportunity. And if you hear any beating in the background, there is some construction.
It's not us beating our child.
Right? No, there's some construction in the background going on here at in the studios of KBF. So if you hear knocking, that's what you're hearing.
All right,
we're gonna keep going. You said your piece. I appreciate that.
Well, and I want to introduce the new song, Lauren. Say what you need to say. Hurry
Go
up.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Hurry up. Quickly.
What was the last thing you said, Leo?
Okay. Thank you, Lauren the Jazzy Leo. You're
all right, so the next song, we're going in second of three halves, is Prince. And the song is Teacher, Teacher.
Yes.
And this song was chosen because on this day, at this time, we are launching our campaign to get State Senator Joyce Elliott appointed as the new Secretary of Education for the United States of America.
Yes.
You listen to Jay Stone Vintage Soul here on KBF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people.
Let me tell you, honey, I'm just a young girl. Don't think I know. told me would never happen, but God has put his hands on me, and ain't a man alive could ever take it from me. Working with what I gotta keep on taking care of myself. I wanna live long. Ain't never ashamed when life did to me. Wasn't afraid to change, cause it was good for me. I wanna,
I just wanna be myself.
I just wanna be,
don't stop, girl, be yourself.
Don't sweat, girl, follow me, follow me.
That's why I be myself.
You are listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people, and that voice is Mary J. Blige. Listen. Work that.
Yep. You know,
Mary J. Blige, Growing Pains was the album. Geffen was the label. 2007 was its release.
Yes.
Talk about it.
No, I just wanted to say we put that on the playlist for today because that's the song that Vice President-elect Kamala Harris came out to when she did her acceptance speech. So
pretty cool.
And she did a little two-step when she came out too.
Yes, work what you got. Yes. And that was such a great victory and just wonderful for every black and brown child, male or female, in America to see, and all over to see how possible and how long overdue, really. I mean, we talk about it and we talk about it in like wonder, but it's really, for me, it's long overdue. And for us to still be talking about how revolutionary, how great this is, it's pretty what's the word, help me out with it.
The time is now. The time is now.
It's just overdue.
And I just want to let y'all know this is just the beginning.
And it should have
been. This is the beginning. So give it up, because their response to Obama was Trump.
Yeah.
We're not going away.
Nope, we're not.
We are here to stay. This is our America too.
Come on with it now. Buy my own one. Okay, no questions. But so, and before that, let's see who we work. Mary J. Blige, all you fascists bound to lose. Hold on just a second. All you fascists bound to lose, featuring Ronan Giddens, and the album was Resist.
Rihanna.
Was that Rihanna?
I don't know how you pronounce
it. I just pronounced it correctly. Rihanna Giddens.
Rihanna.
Resistance Revival Chorus is the artist. All You Fascists Bound to Lose was the album. Righteous Babe was the label. 2020 was its release. And then Teacher by Prince. That was a 1999 album. Warner Brothers 1982 was its release. And this was a tribute to State Senator Joyce Elliott, who is our nominee for the position of U.S. Secretary of Education.
We have officially nominated her.
But you know what? Another teacher that we can be happy about that's in the White House is
Dr. Biden.
Yes, Dr. Biden.
Yes, Dr. Jill.
Jill Biden. Yes, First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden.
And just want to let you guys
over. Yes, go ahead.
Want to let you know, teacher.
For over 30 years.
You remember mm-hmm. that documentary that she and Joe Biden did,
mm-hmm.
And they talked about their background. I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. She went back to the school that she originally started teaching at,
mm-hmm.
and she was walking all through the hallways. That was pretty cool.
Well, when he was vice president to Barack Obama, she decided that she wanted to continue teaching. She didn't want to stop teaching.
Yes.
To be, you know, the vice president, wife, you know, or just be knowing that they were in the White House. She didn't want to stop teaching. She wanted to continue teaching and education.
And she went and got her doctorate degree.
Yes. And it was very important to her, and it's very important to her now. And I'm really excited about that, because I'm really excited for all educators.
Yeah, it's such a stark change from Obama to Trump to Biden. It's like night and day and night. It's like it's been winter in America for the last 4 years, and the sun is getting ready to come out.
It has.
Also, I want to just say, all you fascists bound to lose, we do allow a song request mm-hmm. here. And all you have to do is inbox us or email us with the song that you want to request. That song was suggested by Zachary Crow.
Shout out to Zachary.
So we appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and finish our song selections, because we've been playing some pretty good songs. But there's another song request that I want to get in right quick.
Yes.
You're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, The Voice of the People.
We are in Pledge Drive Week.
Dropped from out the clouds, had to change form. Flooded the plains, had a praying for my brainstorms. I'm a master, peace from divine. A worker, I got a bit of mob trying to frame John. I'm here to whenever a conflict, with a postcode drawn, so the pros and the cons split. Professionals, been robbing hoods with a palm flick. Gave to the poor and the black, the stigmata of convict. See the cross we bear is too familiar. Embedded in the home of the brave, the darkest of interiors. Saw street scholars and soldiers defect, cause they post-traumatic stress on the American experience. Go OD, I'm finna go all in, murk every line. Came before this delivery, make orphans. See my heart bleed from the hardship of my origins. My great-grand sold for a band in Southern auctions. It's a razor edge in my cadence that's shredded through these paper trails. Only alphabet boys I trust is inner wire nails. Only alchemy justify the nuggets I get spell. In the city idols try to be the next Ida Wells. Rock, rock.
I don't know what you might have heard, but we ain't going nowhere. But got a whole squad dressed in all black, got the streets on notice. What up? They want us in the same place. Ain't nobody ever gonna really change nothing but us. Hello, this is revolution. Get on up.
Born queen with a street type of etiquette. That's why I rule over every subject and predicate. Scrawl these syrian indictments on every edifice. And balls on my holy cabal, the only evidence. Look, excuse the venom in my rap tone. Cause more often than sweet, life served vinegar in black homes. More specifically with violet them crack stones. War on drugs turn a fiend a felon in a snap gone. Inspired I am my diatribe. Cause polished lies try and tell us that Shabazz is the diatribe. So I'ma turn this pen and tab into a tabernacle. So them jeans can't distinguish God from me, I and I. Spit the 12 Jews to free him from the 13th. This a clear view like baby seeing from the first blink. They can buy the spirit from my nation, cut the purse strings. Gene pool established ancestors was the first link. Guarantee we finna recoup. Stuntin' recover, Ghanaian gold on the molars of every tooth. We buying back the blocks like Wall Street pursuit. We failed a couple of times, the rise absolute trust.
I don't know what you might have heard, but we ain't going nowhere. But got a whole squad dressed in all black, got the streets on notice. What up? They want us in the same place. Ain't nobody ever gonna really change nothing but us. Hello, this is revolution. Get on up.
How can alone bear the load and burden of you and your strife. Choose wise and discerning and experienced men and women from your tribes, and I will appoint them as your heads. See, I heard some of y'all was idle and disruptive, but the worst thing we could do right now when everything's at stake is to be loud and wrong. So what's exactly at stake? First of all, what's the reason why I vote? That's one tool to actively fight for freedom for all my folks. I know the ropes, I've been approached like what the problem is. See the results, cause every election got a consequence. But in our defense, this is not obvious. These corporations and PACs fund campaigns and lobbyists. We gotta educate ourselves on the candidates when they more concerned with giving the wealthy tax breaks. They take the black vote for granted. Don't try to emotionally blackmail me with your lies, it won't scare me. We gotta learn essentially what's at stake. Look at the city budget and the funds they allocate. Disproportionate economic inequality. We gotta redirect the funds, but the policy to underserved communities. Give power to the people. Open up your eyes if some pies in the sky, let's reach it. Where your man says send your kids to school, they preach it. They bail out Wall Street, but won't pay teachers. I won't bow down, submit, or praise a crook. That's not my ways. You can't hide my truth off in a book.
And they ask me,
why vote? No justice, no peace, but
what are we fighting for?
Stakes is high, yeah, you know the stakes is high. Now what's at stake? The mayors, the judges, DAs of unemployment, healthcare, Congress, Supreme Court, and school boards, man. Them stakes is high. What's at stake, man? You know them stakes is high. We talking about city council, corn court, state senate, and the house. All the babies, grandchildren, your partner, and your spouse. Them stakes is high. Why we voting? Because them stakes is high.
Did you vote? If you did, then congratulations. Let me explain, give free game in this situation. The lawmakers writing bills, top of the year, so it's back to work to activate your voice for legislation. My talk match my walk, that's civic engagement. Voter mobilization, form an organization. Drop a jewel for the youth, give them an invitation to build their own platform and learn policy making. Now that's boots on the ground, community engagement and voter education, access to information. Those ballot measures can mislead with the titles. Your idols become rivals when your issues aren't aligned with the plight of everyday people. We need participation in midterm election, and that's an understatement. The state and local elections give us an indication who's on the wrong side of history and liberation. The judicial, legislative, and executive branch work through the Constitution, go and vote with a plan. Watch for gerrymandering, that's usually at the census. Don't let your vote get suppressed. I know you focus, don't stress. My people are home from prison, and I heard you off papers. Become a voice to help end mass incarceration. I know it's hard to find a job going through those changes. Let's man the box, you deserve to make living wages. Restore your right to vote, I know there's limitations. I think about my ancestor Fannie Lou Hamer. She fought for voter registration. Because the Bible ain't the only place you can find revelations.
Saving public education, no electoral college, school loans. Why we gotta go in debt to gain knowledge? Them stakes is high. What we talking about, man? You know them stakes is high. Now what's at stake? Black and brown, immigrant, community, save DACA, abolish ICE, hands off Social Security. Man, them stakes is high. What's at stake, man? You know them stakes is high.
Ask me,
why vote? Defund the police, but
what are we fighting for?
Stakes is high. You know the stakes is high. Now what's the stake?
And they ask me,
why vote? Defund the police, but
what are we fighting for?
Now what's the stake, man? The stakes is high, man. You know the stakes is high.
Today, nobody cares.
Are listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul on KABF 88.3. Stakes is high.
Stakes is high.
What's at stake? That was What's at Stake by Arkansas, Little Rock's own. We like saying that whenever people get the name out there. Osiris Bali, my dude, the god. Album, this is a single, labeled Joker Entertainment, and it was released this year, actually a couple of weeks ago. And so we wanted to play that and give him a shout out and appreciate all that he does and is doing in our community. So yes, keep putting him down, bro. Great job. Love the music. Love the activism.
No, basically what he did is he created a situation where I now need an entire album. We got him. We got Yellow Pain. We need a civics hip hop album. We got the two. We got Yellow Pain song. We got his song. Brothers, somebody, we need more music for this album I'm putting together.
There are other artists who are doing it, but they need a compilation. That's what needs to happen.
I need a compilation, but yeah. I know there's other artists that are doing it, but they're not doing it at the level that him and Yellow Pain. And Yellow Pain took it to a whole different level.
I'm not comparing the levels. I'm saying... This is.
I'm comparing the yellow levels.
Okay, but I'm not negating the levels either. I'm just saying that there are other artists who are also doing singing songs or making rhyme about politics and activism and things like that. And what I'm saying is that there needs to be a compilation of those songs or hip hop albums or hip hop artists that need to come together and put it together so we can just have that. Okay.
And what I'm saying,
music together.
What I'm saying is, as a former seventh grade social studies teacher, this is a song that I could walk in, press play, and that's my lesson for today. After we play it, then we're talking about everything, the Electoral College, everything.
Word. I'm not. So. There's no debate on that.
All right. Don't get me started.
No. Never did. And then before that, you were listening to Revolution by Sarok. Re-evolution is how she has it.
Did she not just take the words that I said at the last break and put them in a hip-hop song?
She did.
I didn't even realize that.
And the label is, of course, Rhyme Sayers Entertainment. 2020 was that release. We were... you're listening to J-Stone Vintage Soul. Like I said, we are in Pledge Drive Week. And we're in Pledge Drive Week. And so we want you to make a pledge. And we thank you for your pledges. We thank you for all you've done. And what you continue to do for keeping this radio station, this community radio station, alive 30 plus years. And we're really excited to be here. We talked about Kwame Baba Kwame, that politics can be messy and mean and all of those things.
Well,
but
honestly,
it should not be dishonest in ways that that lie to the general public. And the sad part, we come back to that again, is that the race, what we saw. And getting in the mail and other things of the race for Congress with French Hill and Senator Elliott was, to me, it was another level of keeping supremacy as the status quo, and also doing everything you can to keep things the same, which is keeping things in the same systems of oppression, in the same systems of supremacy. And that's what I saw, and that's my opinion on it. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but hey, that's your opinion, but this is mine. And I'm saying that type of political game doesn't need to be played, especially when people's lives are at stake and decisions that need to be made for the lives of people in this state. They need to be honest and forthright, and yes, to depict her in such a way that was dishonest, unreal, and very false, a false narrative. To create a false narrative was
that scared Celine in Faulkner County.
But it scares everyone else, because what length will you go to keep things the same?
Yes, indeed. And what I will say is that the reason it's messy, like you stated, is because we have winner take all elections.
Right.
What we need is we need ranked choice voting. Mm-hmm. Ranked choice voting will get all of this negative campaigning out of the way, because in ranked choice voting, you vote for the best person.
Right.
And they're chosen in a way that, and I've seen the results of ranked choice voting in cities, in states like Vermont and New Hampshire. They no longer have negative campaign ads because of they've instituted statewide ranked choice voting.
And there's no room for that. Like I said, when people's lives are at stake. So I just want to say there are some runoffs that are happening in our city.
Runoff voting day is December the 1st.
Yes, runoff for.
Well, I'll have to look at the new results, because the new results came out on Monday because of the ballots that were recertified because people's signatures and IDs. Mm-hmm. So I have to look at the results and see if anything changed.
So we do have a school board for the first time in 5 years voting, and there's a runoff for school board, Zone 6. We are excited because we know our sisters Vicky Hatter is going to who is amazing and an awesome person. We know that we need the best people on those seats and on those boards, and so we really hope that she is the one who's actually helping make decisions for our children. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Find your Sesame Street wherever you are. Those who are formerly incarcerated or incarcerated now, we send you love and peace. We're on the other side of this. We're still in the holding pattern, and like I said, we're waiting on Trump to make a decision. But we do have another president. Peace, love, and thank you. Have a great day.